vitally important that the government get the message that the post office network has to be developed and has to be maintained right across the country. I mean, we see particularly in Donegal in recent weeks the threat to the Donaghadee post office, vital service in rural areas and indeed in many urban areas as well, where there are smaller post offices. And the government needs to grasp the mettle and to, I think, change the type of services that are provided at the post office, but also needs to support it, because not everything can be done on a commercial basis.
There'll be very little said during the debate in the Dáil that hasn't been said. The need to transfer banking services, the need for the post office to do more in terms of social welfare payments. Really and truly, is this just not a matter of the government saying, OK, these ideas have been on the table for years, let's implement them?
Well, exactly. And I mean, while it has been also before, I don't think it's been heard before, because the government, this government and the last government, haven't been listening. One government minister says that they fully support the post office network and want to maintain it, and the next day the Minister for Social Protection will announce that she's removing, or they have removed, payments from the post office network. And that just doesn't stand up, and it needs, all government departments need to be working together to make sure that the network is maintained. And there is a lot of public information, public services that could be provided through the post office, which makes it accessible for local people and in their local areas. But that's a service that the government has to decide they have to pay for.